This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Bill Robertson, Manager of Cotton Agronomy and Physiology for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in three, two, one.
When we look at what's going on in the country and while we're looking at the deadline extension, there's a number of things that are going on. First, with the flooding, we had large segments of the continental U.S. was affected by flooding this spring and summer of this year in 2011. Other regions, and some of these were overlapping, unfortunately, for those that were impacted by the fires and drought conditions that were going on again this spring and this summer. And also a lack of available qualified professional engineers in some areas to help write these plans. And so those three things have kind of led toward where we are right now. So they felt like an extension of 18 months would give owners or operators of qualified facilities an opportunity to get a plan in place.
Cut two, coming in three, two, one.
The rules say if you were in business the way you're set up right now, before August the 16th, 2002, you should already have a plan in place. And what the regulations indicate is that owners or operators of a farm in place prior to August 16th, 2002, they should maintain their existing SPCC plan and amend and implement the amended SPCC plan no later than the new deadline of May the 10th, 2013. Now, for those farms that were in business after the August 16th, 2002, to date must prepare and implement a SPCC plan no later than the May the 10th, 2013 deadline. Now for people that come into business after the May 10th, 2013 deadline coming up, they're required to prepare and implement an SPCC plan before they can even begin operation.
Cut three, coming in three, two, one.
For owners and operators of some facilities, and I'm thinking of gins, that were excluded from this extension of the compliance date may still require additional time to amend or prepare their plan as a result of either non-availability of qualified professional engineers or if they experience delays in construction or equipment or delivery beyond the control and without the fault of the owner or operator. And that's for implementing their plan for the secondary containment, valves, fencing, other things that may be required to implement their plan. So if these conditions were met, owners and operators of the facility may submit a written request for additional time to amend or prepare an SPCC plan to the regional administrator.